This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:44 on the evening edition with Kelvin and Hezril. And today we are talking about whether or not we need to wear masks and gloves. The advice from most health agencies locally and around the world is that you don't need to wear either right now. For masks specifically, you are recommended to wear them if you're unwell or if you are in close contact with someone who is unwell. So we are now going to cross over to Dr. Arvinder Singh. Dr. Arvinder, thank you so much for making the time for us today.
Hi, good evening.
All right, so yeah. Moving on to the question of the day, I guess, you know, what is the best advice right now on whether we should be wearing masks? What's the more responsible thing to do?
Right. Just let me bring you something just really quickly. There was a document released by WHO 2 days ago, which says that since the start of the COVID-19 outbreak and in alignment with available evidence, WHO maintains the recommendation in the context of droplet and contact precautions for the use of medical masks for regular care of COVID-19 patients and respirators for circumstances and settings where aerosol-generating procedures are performed. All right. So with that in knowledge, many people are now confused whether we should be wearing masks or not. Mm-hmm. WHO comes out one day and they say, yeah, and then one more day they may give an impression that it may not be so. But I honestly think that within that statement, there's so much of truth. Why? Because we do know for a fact that there are patients who probably are asymptomatic at the moment. And they may be still within the public, not showing any features of COVID, but at the same time, they may be virulent spreading the virus. So what has actually happened is even in China and South Korea, we see that mass screening is coming in and there are many who are asymptomatic, especially from the younger age group and when screened with no or mild symptoms that turn out to be positive. Now, these people are in the community and they appear healthy and they might be at risk of infecting others with the virus at this point. Masking oneself is not the only way of preventing of getting the disease, but it is definitely one of the ways to enhance the prevention of getting those viruses. So, for example, when you say that, what is the best advice right now? I would say until that everything is concrete, let's go that perhaps it could be aerosol and it could be spreading through. It could be spreading through the air. Let's just be safe then. Sorry.
Right. And what about gloves then?
So a lot of people, this is a very good question. A lot of people say, what about gloves? You see, gloves are always disposable and reusable. Now, why does mask actually help is because you actually, there's one of the methods from you from having direct contact with your face. Gloves is another way, yes, but again, it is not the only way. Of course, there is an issue of rechanging your gloves. What do you touch with your gloves? But for me, as long as you're not handling clinical material or clinical waste, I think that, you know, even hand washing, the 7 moments of hand hygiene and scrubbing for at least 20 seconds with alcohol scrub, I think that is more than adequate if you're not dealing with chemical or biohazardous waste.
Right. And I guess just going back to the question of masks, right? And you did point out that in some countries, they're actually recommending that you wear masks and some don't. Why has there been different practices across the globe?
So, right. The reason why there are different practices is because due to the approach and the latest scientific evidence, COVID-19 caught everybody by surprise. None of us were actually anticipating something like that. So information that is made to us now is by the minute and by the second. All of us are waiting for new information. So as we go along day by day, information changes. You must understand that in research, sample size is really important. And what we are getting at the moment are small bits and pieces. So the lumping of all this data is actually a problem. So some people are on the take that let's follow and some people are on the take let's not. But I would just like to sometimes, you may consider that there are countries that do not advocate it because due to shortage. And like you said, a false sense of security may also be there. But it must be known that everything has come that has to come in a package. Masking offers added protection, and you can say that it amplifies protection. But it is not the sole thing. Like in Japan, they didn't have to emphasize much on people using masks there because they already wear masks during their daily transit. And also, it is their culture that if somebody is unwell, straight away, mask. So there is a culture element already there. It's already culturally linked. So they maybe did not have to emphasize it. But there are other countries where they had to emphasize it because of poor mask wearing. There's also another factor. There are some countries that they are already wearing this self-made mask. Now, the self-made mask may be good to avoid the haze or dust particles, but definitely not good enough to avoid pathogens or even microbes. So a couple of mixtures there, and due to acute shortage of masks, may cause panic to some. So I feel that some countries have told the people mixed messages because of that. But also, you must understand, sometimes Malaysians overtly respond to messages. Sometimes they go and panic buy. We have seen now that there are places, reports that people are panic buying. I think that with some shortage, with a response to overcome it in due time at the moment, there is a need for community to have masks. I think the government had announced lately that they are giving 8.3 million pieces to the public. That is a good effort. But what we do not know is how soon it will arrive. Until then, I perhaps feel that NGOs who are willing at their own expense perhaps to look into the community needs of masks can actually start projects like that. Most important thing is to reach out to them as soon as possible and that be supplemented with continuity from the 8.3 million which is coming in. But in my opinion, we need to approach this fast. We do not want to attempt to control things before it becomes wildfire, especially in the community.
Right, and I guess on that note, there's also that importance there about giving proper guidelines or proper information about how to use masks, right? Like just because you might have one, it doesn't quite work as well or is less effective because if you handle it improperly.
Yeah, so there are a lot of people who have a mask, but they do not know how to wear it. And some people get the wrong type of mask. Like I was telling you, some people get the ones made at home.
Yeah.
Some people be overly cautious and they get the N95. Trust me, the N95, even for the healthcare professionals, is a real challenge to wear. Fitting is an issue and breathing through it, gosh, I've had better days, trust me. But, I honestly feel that a surgical mask, which can just prevent the basic microbes, is absolutely vital. I think that even up to some point, I was overhearing that just now that some people actually feel that, you must wear a mask to avoid making others uncomfortable. Let's just say it's a total social obligation. Like in Japan, when someone has an upper respiratory tract infection, they immediately wear a mask, not only through their commute, but also in their office, at home. So perhaps it's more important for the public to understand that wearing a mask is not only for me, it's also for you. I think it's sehat bersama. I care for you, so please care for me. And, I look at it as a professional point of view that when my patients were to come in, I prefer if they are masked than they are not masked. So with that itself, you can already see that, that the importance of that or of even physicians looking at it. I'm not saying all physicians, but that is one of the things which physicians are also looking at. But I must share that it is not the only point of protection. Mask actually helps you. One of the things you must understand that mask actually prevents you from touching your face directly, especially through the nose and the mouth, the oropharyngeal cavity region. So you want to have that effect. But does that mean that we don't hand wash? Does that mean that we don't social distance? Does that mean that we can still go out? No, that's absolutely wrong. This is an added protection. And I feel that if there is a community spread or a pending community spread, wearing a mask will actually help the cause, along with hand washing, hand hygiene, social distancing, and of course disinfecting your materials. Everybody keeps forgetting about disinfecting their materials. They should disinfect their materials before and after touching it, and that includes their hands as well.
Right, that's very good advice. Now, what role do we all play in ensuring that the correct information is disseminated?
Oh, you're putting me under the microscope here, aren't you? I say don't viral fake messages. That is the most important thing. Hmm. Correct information will come from different sources. I believe that KKM has a good source of information, but please note that they are very, 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 very busy with the current management of COVID-19. They don't have perhaps enough personnel to actually look at what is coming in by the minute as literature is concerned. So there are some people like me who have taken this on our own stride to actually provide education and communication, proper education and communication backed up by facts and figures to the public and also to help the ministry as well. I hope that there will be other professionals and know-how people who will join me in this effort. But I honestly think that I spend half my life these days correcting fake news and warning the people of affected on fake news about the COVID-19. We do not need another public scare. Anxiety numbers are going up. Just today, I saw three new perfectly well adolescents whom are already having anxiety about the coronavirus. Not for themselves, but for their loved ones. They can't bear the fact that they think that they are going to spread the infection because they know for the fact that adolescents may or may not show symptoms. So I told them that the best way forward is, number one, have authenticated news, check with the source before disseminating. All right, you get these days Photoshop letters, so it is best to verify. The second thing is practice the simple basic hygiene. Number one, steps. Wash your hands. Hand sanitize, disinfect your materials, social distance. Social distance is not only social distancing yourself in public. When you're at home and you have elderly in your house, social distance yourself. That is what they mean by social distance. And of course, if you are having upper respiratory tract infections, please, for goodness sake, wear a mask at home. And if there are more than two people sick, that is why I say that if there are many people sick or unwell, first of all, please get tested. We are already increasing our test rates. Of course, you have to see a practitioner to ensure that that is the issue, or maybe COVID may be a suspicion. And wearing a mask wherever you go outside. It is not a reason for you to go outside. You please obey and observe the MCO. But when you go out, you wear a mask. It's added protection. People always say that when you go into public, you know, only if you're in a confined place with air circulation and, you know, certain materials, then you wear a mask. But let me ask you, practicality. If I were to go to the shop, that shop may be closed, and I go to another shop, the ventilation air system may be different in these two shops. Mm-hmm. So if I don't bring my mask along, am I risking the other people, or am I again being at risk? So the safest thing is, out of the house, wear a mask. Unwell, please wear a mask. If it is at all possible, if you're living with elderly at home and young children and you really love and want to protect them, it is best to at least wear a mask if you're unwell or if you think that you may be at risk to get COVID-19.
Okay, so on that note, let's say we go out, we come back. Do you have any tips on how we can clean and sanitize ourselves when we come home?
Oh, thank you for addressing that. Actually, I completely forgot to mention. Can I just share with you what I do when I go home?
Of course.
After seeing patients, the first thing I do is I have two young and small children at home. I make sure that they are nowhere near me when I come home. I immediately go to the nearest bathroom, which is about, I would say, 5 or 6 steps away from my front door. I immediately go, I disrobe myself. I put my material which I wore immediately into hot water with Dettol. All right. I take my bath, I disinfect my hands, and I change my clothes. Then only I come out. It's a bit painful. I am tending to avoid contact with my children, not because of anything else. I'm just worried that, you know, they get the infection, and of course with the elderly as well. That is also another of my concern. I, of course, if I feel, you know, everybody is anxious these days. Nobody escapes from anxiety, not even doctors, trust me. If I feel that I have something coming about, I immediately mask myself. I think another thing that we are looking at is regular hand sanitization, because if you regularly hand sanitize yourself, you are already avoiding it from being on your hands. But we can't be too sure. With somebody who is talking, droplets may come out and it may fly directly onto your face. That is what we're actually worried about, and direct face touching. So face mask really helps, especially in the community.
So on that final note, it's a yes for you for wearing masks, I assume.
Yes, I would recommend people to wear masks. And the most important thing is, please stay at home. Observe all the other protective features. social distancing, not only away, but also in the house. Make sure that you wash your hands regularly. Be polite when you're going to cough, sneeze. Make sure that, you know, that the message that is going about, please fold your elbow and sneeze and cough into them. Mm-hmm. But everybody seems to forget that after they sneeze and cough into their elbow, to please at least wash your elbow, disinfect your elbow, not walk around like Superman after that. You know, wearing a mask doesn't actually give you Superman status at all, but it will definitely give you protection. And I honestly, on my own personal note, recommend it.
Mm.
On that note, Dr. Arvinder, thank you so much for those insights.
You're most welcome. Take care, be safe, stay healthy.
Thank you.
You too. That was Dr. Arvinder Singh HS speaking to us about his opinion on whether the public should be wearing masks and gloves. We're headed to the 6 p.m. news. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.